From Hollywood, we present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Brought to you by Chesterfield, the cigarette that gives you something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. By Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. And by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. And Chiclets, the candy-coated gum with a flavor that won't chew up. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremony.
Hi, folks, this is Dean Martin. Well, another Friday has rolled around, which means another visit to your living room or automobile or wherever you're listening to the radio. And lots of things have happened since our last show. NBC picked up a third sponsor for us, and the Animal Rescue League picked up my bullet-headed partner. But this is one time I can't blame Jerry. It was my fault for letting him out without his leash. Well, while he's being bailed out, I guess I'll turn up my coat collar for the cool, cool, cool of the evening.
Sue wants a barbecue, Sam wants a boiled ham, Grace votes for bouillabaisse stew. Jake wants a weenie baked steak and a layer cake, he'll get a tummy ache too. We'll rent a tent or TV, let the town crier cry. And if it's RSVP, this is what I'll reply. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell 'em I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, better save a chair. When the party's getting the glow on, singing fills the air. In the shank of the night, when the dunes are right, tell 'em I'll be there. We said the bumblebee, let's have a jubilee. When said the prairie hen, soon. Shore said the dinosaur, where said the grizzly bear, under the light of the moon. How about you, brother jackass? Everyone gaily cried. Is you coming to the fracas? Over his specs, his side. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell him I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, slick him on my hair. When the parties are getting the glow on, singing fills the air. In the shank of the night, when the doings are right, tell him I'll be there. If you find the right sock by 11 o'clock, tell him I'll be there. If you need a new face or a tenor or bass, tell them I'll be there. If I climb out of bed, put a hat on my head, tell them I'll be there.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now it becomes
in the cool, cool, cool of the roundhouse.
Well, I'll be darned if it isn't my old friend Jerry Lewis.
Well, I'll be darned if it isn't my old friend. Who are you expecting, Kukla, Fran, and Irving?
Now, easy, boy. Now, don't get sore about it.
Well, I'm sick of walking out of here cold every week. When you come on, Jimmy Wellington says,
and here he is, your master ceremony.
Well, I want a nice introduction, too.
You want an introduction?
Yeah, I'm sick of those outer-ductions.
All right, Jerry, I'll give you just the duction you want. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Lewis.
You didn't strain yourself. This is an introduction? You said my name like you didn't believe it. I happen to be here for this act, buddy. It's Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, not Dean Martin in thin air.
Now, Jerry, why are you so hard to get along with?
To get along with. You can ask anybody. Go ahead, ask anybody.
All right, who shall I start with?
Well, I'm the closest.
Jerry, we have no time for this. Now tell me, who's our first guest tonight?
Well, last week I read about a little 13-year-old kid who graduated from Harvard. him to join us in our show, Dean, but he couldn't come because he's a genius. So I thought maybe I could take his place, you know, talk for him.
Well, all righty. Ladies and gentlemen, we're proud to have with us tonight one of the foremost minds of this generation, only 13 years old, and a true genius. Here he is, Dr. Noel Dabney. Well, Noel, it certainly is a privilege to shake your hand.
Here now, don't you go shaking hands. You should know that spreads disease.
It does?
Sure, you see, the germs gather the little gullies in the palm of your hand when you shake. They jump from gully to gully. Now, when certain germs meet, they form a cataclysmic explosion.
Now, look, no, let's not shake hands.
Well, I'm glad you understand. Let's just kiss.
No, how does it feel to be a genius at 13?
Well, I was saying to Einstein only yesterday.
Albert Einstein?
No, Herman Einstein.
Herman Einstein.
He's my cousin.
Oh. Well, Noel, I know you've made many contributions to the world of science. Now, what is your latest discovery?
I just discovered hydrated I just discovered...
You just discovered the script, if you ask me.
That was a good ad.
Yes, it was.
Well, I just discovered dehydrated water.
Dehydrated water. Now, what's that?
It's nothing but a little white powder.
Then how can you drink it?
Simple. Just add seltzer.
Oh, you know, I understand you're also a genius at surgery.
Oh, would you like to hear about my latest operation?
I sure would.
It was an emergency case, see?
Oh.
I ordered the patient prepared for surgery with nothing but a penknife. I cut open the lower bivalve, went under the upper tibia, and with a sharp thrust, I severed the larvis turpin. Then zip, twist, switch, cut, and wipe, I bandage him and sent him on his way.
Boy, lucky you were there. What was wrong with the guy?
He had a cold.
Oh! Well, Lely, maybe you can give me some advice.
Okay, now, open your mouth. Mm-hmm, that's good. Good heavens!
What's the matter?
Your tongue is wet.
Is this bad?
Is this bad? Did you ever hear of Rodney's disease?
Well, what's Rodney's disease?
Ask Rodney. He's got it. Well, actually, it starts with a wet tongue and follows through with hardening of the nostrils.
Oh. Hardening of the nostrils?
Do you know that some patients sneeze pebbles?
Really?
Bart McLean had a cold and stoned his best friend to death.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, no, you get out.
All right, everybody. It's time to sound off for Chesterfield.
Sound off! Sound off!
Sound off for Chesterfield!
Chesterfields are on the move with something smokers all approve. Go north, go south, go east or west. It's Chesterfield you like the best. Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield. Try a pack of Chesterfields.
Do it!
Today!
Chesterfield has something new no other brand can offer you. Mildness plus no aftertaste, no unpleasant aftertaste. Chesterfield.
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 Chesterfield. Milder, 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 milder.
Chesterfield.
That's right.
Science discovered what you can prove. You better get into the smoking groove. Yes, Chesterfield now sets the pace with no unpleasant aftertaste. So here's what we want you to do.
Right now.
Yes, here's what we want you to do.
Right now.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield. Try a pack of Chesterfields.
Do it.
Today.
You know, when a fellow sings a few songs on radio every week, it isn't long before everyone he knows is saying, I have a song you ought to sing. Well, the other day, my barber finally hit me with a tune. And when this character wields his razor, I'll sing anything. But luckily, his suggestion happens to be one of my favorites. So for Rudy and all the boys around the red and white pole, let's try a little solitaire. It's your play, Ricardo.
Ricardo.
Since you're gone, I spend each lonely night dealing out the cards from left to right. And the Queen of Hearts is there to remind me that I'm all alone, just playing solitaire. Love was just another game for two, and I see now that's it all meant to you. And my heart got lost somewhere in the shuffle. Now I'm all alone, just playing solitaire. In each romance, there's an element of chance, a gamble to win or to lose. You play to win, then you find you're playing in a game with no rules, just made for fools. Now the joker has the laugh on me, 'cause I played my hand so carelessly. And until you want to share that old feeling, I'll be dealing time away with solitaire. And until you want to share that old feeling, I'll be dealing time away with solitaire.
Thank you. Thank you, folks. And since you've done such nice listening to me, I'd like to ask you to listen to Jimmy Wallington.
Well, thank you, Dean. Ladies and gentlemen, here is something you should know if you ever suffer from the sudden pain of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia. It's a way to ease the pain, often within a few minutes. A way that is incredibly fast and effective. It's Anacin. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people were first introduced to Anacin through their own physicians or dentists. But today these tablets are in such widespread use that all drug counters have them, and anyone may enjoy their benefits. Next time you suffer from the pains of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, by all means try Anacin. You'll like the convenience of Anacin tablets, and you'll be delighted with Anacin's incredibly fast action. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin. Ask for Anacin by name today at your druggist.
Ladies and gentlemen, our loyalty is equally divided between radio and television. But tonight, I really wish this were a television program so you could all share the pleasure of gazing at our very beautiful guest, Miss Arlene Dahl.
Thank you, Dean. I suppose you get most of those lovely words from that partner of yours, hmm?
You mean Jerry?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you pick the wrong boy?
Oh, I don't know. I just read what Joan Crawford picked him as one of the 10 most attractive men in Hollywood. True. And I'm just dying to meet him.
You haven't lived till you do.
Hey, Dean, I just got a... Wow!
Jerry, calm down and say hello to Arlene Dahl. Arlene, there you have it. My partner, Jerry Lewis.
Wow! Dean, this woman is
just mad about me.
Well, I kind of hate to break up this budding romance, but Arlene happens to be married.
Arlene, don't tell me you're married.
Well, yes, of course. Didn't you know?
I never dreamed you belonged to another.
Easy. Easy, boy. Down, boy. Now, no need to get so upset about it. Don't forget, you're married, too.
Dean, how many times do I have to tell you that's different?
Better be careful, Jer. You don't know who Arlene married.
I do, too. She married a man named Guys.
Guys?
Sure, Guys and Doll.
Oh. Oh, I'm not well at all.
As a matter of fact, Jerry, I'm married to Lex Barker.
You mean the guy who plays Tarzan in the movies?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the pain.
Don't worry, Jerry. Lex wouldn't harm a fly.
But I'm a man.
Come on, let's not start that argument again.
Yeah, well, Arlene, all kidding on the other side. I sure wish I was the guy who played Tarzan in the movies.
You know, that would be something. Me married to Jerry Lewis and Jerry playing Tarzan. Things sure would be different.
And now we take you to the wildest, most uncivilized part of the world, Beverly Hills. To the home of that magnificent brute, the king of the jungle, the man who can terrify the mightiest beast with his blood-curdling cry. Tarzan!
Tarzan, where are you?
Stop with the yelling. I get migraines. Thank goodness I bought my Aniston.
Tarzan, you climb up here immediately.
You can't talk that way to the king of the jungle. Besides, I'm scared.
What's the matter now?
There's a grasshopper down here and he's staring at me.
Big, brave Tarzan. Afraid of a little grasshopper.
Well, he's got a rock in his hand.
Oh, come on up here.
I can't see why we have to live in a tree.
Well, it's studio policy. If you're going to play Tarzan, then you've got to live like Tarzan.
I'm sick, and I'm tired of all the climbing. I don't know which is worse, the nausea or the nosebleed.
Oh, Tarzan, there's a man on his way over here to interview you. Now, you better change into your leopard skin.
I can't. My leopard skin has spots on it.
All leopard skins have spots.
From matzo ball soup?
Oh, here he is. Better hurry up and change. And remember, you must stay in character.
I should have listened to Dad. He wanted me to be a drunk.
Well, my name is Martin. I'm from Flicker Fans Magazine.
Oh, hello. Won't you come in?
My, you have a lovely home here. Do you have to water it often?
Oh, once or twice a week.
Well, I can't wait to meet your husband. Must be a wonderful life married to a hero like Tarzan.
Hey, Arlene, do you see my shoulder pads?
Tarzan! Tarzan!
Me, Tarzan. You, Arlene.
Who's he?
My name's Martin.
Huh?
My name's Martin.
Martin. Martin.
Wow. Imagine the trouble it'd have with my old name.
We friends. We rub noses.
Imagine the trouble he'd have with your old nose.
Hey, Tarzan, I wonder if you'd do me a great favor.
Tarzan, very short, till next payday.
I'd like a sample of that famous movie yell of yours.
Tarzan, have two yells. And...
That's a both in the movies?
First one from movies, second one from guests.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask a few pertinent questions to satisfy the curiosity of the millions of fans.
Sure, I'd be glad to answer your questions. I'm at your disposal.
Fine. Now, tell me, Tarzan... Hey, wait a minute. You speak as well as I do. Tarzan, you're a phony.
Now, look what you've done. You're ruined.
I don't care. I'm sick of this whole mess. Mr. Martin, I'm no more Jungle King than you are.
Then how come they call you Tarzan of the Apes?
You ever seen my family? I have an Uncle Fred in Cleveland. I don't mind telling you.
Tarzan, listen to me, Tarz. You're all washed up. I'm exposing you in my magazine.
Oh, you can't do that. Tarzan belongs to the world.
Maybe he used to belong to the world, but he's nobody's Tarzan now.
This is the happiest moment of my life.
He's nobody's Tarzan now.
Nobody's Tarzan now.
He's all washed up, as you can see.
No self-respecting ape will talk to me.
He won't swing down the avenue.
I just can't believe that it's true.
No more sailing through the breeze.
And no more backaches from climbing trees.
It all seems wrong, oh, somehow.
That he's nobody's Tarzan now.
Got no more muscles.
He's nobody's Tarzan now.
Well, it certainly makes Jerry and me happy that we found ourselves a third sponsor joining our fun every Friday night. And it's a real pleasure to welcome Dentine and Chiclets, isn't it, Jimmy Wallington?
It certainly is, Dean. And now here's something of interest to everybody.
For breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Dentine tastes so good.
Dentine freshens your breath.
Dentine helps keep your teeth sparkling clean and white.
Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Before you go out and always after eating, drinking, smoking, refresh your breath with Dentine. You'll love Dentine chewing gum, for Dentine has a wonderful, tingling, nippy flavor that lingers on and on. It's delicious. And remember, Dentine helps keep your teeth white, too. Keep Dentine handy. You'll enjoy refreshing your breath when you chew Dentine. So, for breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Funny thing about songs, you sing a number while it remains popular, and when it falls out of favor, it goes right into the limbo of forgotten melodies. But the guy that sings it never forgets it. Somehow, when you sing a load of songs over the years, your brain becomes sort of a musical filing cabinet with hundreds of songs gathering dust. And when you're searching for an old favorite, you just open the file, blow off the dust, and there it is, just the way you remembered it. I picked this one out of my memory file the other night, brushed it off real carefully, and found it just as good as new. And I see where a lot of the boys and girls in my business feel the same way, because this song's really making a happy comeback. Richard, if you please.
I need your love so badly. I love you oh so madly. But I don't stand the ghost of a chance. You. I thought at last I found you, but other loves surround you, and I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. Surrender just for a tender kiss or two. You might discover that I'm a lover meant for you, and I'd be true. But what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, for I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. Glad you like it, Jack.
Oh, fellas, do you mind if I say goodnight now?
Well, good night, Arlene, and thanks very much for dropping in.
Good night, Dean. And Jerry, I still think you're adorable.
You do?
I certainly do.
Ha 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 ha. Oh, quiet, Tarzan. Good night, Arlene.
Good night, Arlene.
Good night, fellas.
So, friends, until we meet again, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis saying, don't forget, we appear on radio through the courtesy of Hal Wallace Productions, producers of our newest picture, Sailor Beware, which will have its world premiere in 635 theaters throughout the country on New Year's Eve. We hope you look for it. Until then, good night, folks.
Good night, everybody.
You have just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear, produced and directed by Dick Beck, with music under the direction of Dick Stabile. Brought to you by Chesterfield, which brings you the greatest lineup of talent in radio and television history. Fred Allen, Arthur Godfrey, Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Jerry Lester, Perry Como, and Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. By Anison for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. And by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. And Chiclets, the candy-coated gum with the flavor that won't chew out.
Hear Duffy's Tavern with Archie on NBC.